For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Jess Sheldahl. Gun regulation can cause heated arguments across the nation, and especially in Montana, where over half the citizenry owns a registered firearm. This election, Montana voters will decide whether to restrict local government's ability to enact their own gun control measures. If LR 130 gets enough yes votes, it will remove local government's authority to regulate concealed carry firearms. It also removes local authority to prevent convicted felons, people with mental illness, undocumented immigrants, and minors from possessing guns. State Representative Matt Regeer, a Republican from Kalispell, up for re-election this year, sponsored legislation to get LR 130 on the ballot.
The whole premise of LR 130 is that concealed carry permit holder, Second Amendment rights people, we want to follow the law, and we need to keep it uniform without a whole kaleidoscope of different definitions across the state.
Regeer sponsored a similar bill last session that Governor Steve Bullock vetoed. Bullock said the bill would have ended local decision-making about whether felons and people with mental illness can carry weapons in public, which Bullock called a, quote, dramatic departure, end quote, from Montana history. The referendum before voters now is largely in response to Missoula's 2016 city ordinance, which required background checks for the sale of all firearms and put restrictions on where people could have a concealed carry firearm. Attorney General Tim Fox, who drafted the ballot measure, put out a legal opinion in 2017 stating the ordinance was unconstitutional. When the city of Missoula sued to appeal the decision, the Montana Supreme Court ruled in 2019 the ordinance was not enforceable. Tim Burton, with the Montana League of Cities and Towns, opposes the proposed referendum.
In Montana, we trust local citizens to decide how to keep our communities safe. You know, that's been the law for over 130 years in Montana, and LR 130 would take this freedom away. Why change something that is working?
The Montana League of Cities and Towns, the Montana School Boards Association, and several other organizations opposed the wording of the referendum, saying the language made its effect unclear. The Montana Supreme Court dismissed their challenge. Lance Melton, executive director of the Montana School Boards Association, says he worries LR 130 would restrict schools' ability to ban firearms on school campuses.
One-size-fits-all approach doesn't really work. And we don't see any room for having the same standard applied across the state of Montana when the tradition over the past several decades has been that the community school boards made those decisions as they relate to the schools that they supervise and control.
Gary Marbut, president of the Montana Shooting Sports Association, supports the passage of LR 130. He says the argument that the referendum would allow guns in schools is inaccurate.
That understanding of what LR 130 does is false. There is a separate law in Montana which makes it a crime to take a gun into a school building unless with the permission of the school board, for example, higher education classes. And that law is unaffected by LR 130.
Marbut says varying concealed carry ordinances cause confusion for permit holders who want to follow the law.
There's been a problem across Montana with local governments wanting to impose a patchwork of local gun control. And that clearly is in violation of the spirit and letter of the Montana Constitution.
Anthony Johnstone, a professor at Blewett School of Law in Missoula, says if passed, the impacts of LR 130 would not be clear until brought before a court.
Local governments could no longer regulate permitted concealed carry, even in publicly owned and occupied buildings. And the legislature is also proposing to remove local government authority over firearms in parks or schools.
John Stone says people with concealed carry permits could argue in court using LR 130 that they are allowed to have concealed firearms in courthouses or schools.
If this passes, this would empower concealed carry permittees to argue that they have a right to concealed carry everywhere, notwithstanding what a local government authority would say. And those local government authorities may or may not include school districts. We'll have to wait and see.
Other than Missoula, 17 municipalities have local ordinances prohibiting concealed and unconcealed firearms at public assemblies and within parks or cemeteries. According to Giffords Law Center, a national group that advocates to prevent gun violence, 43 states have statutes limiting local governments' authority to regulate firearms and ammunition. A vote yes for LR 130 would be in favor of removing local regulations and preventing further local gun restriction ordinances. For YPR News, I'm Jess Sheldahl.